And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Colton. I wanted to give an illustration of why sometimes conservatives can be so frustrated with the way government works or doesn't work. So, about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, the Fish and Wildlife Service, a federal agency, launched what it called Operation Powwow. It was to investigate American Indian tribes for using eagle feathers in their religious ceremonies. And as a result, the Fish and Wildlife Service confiscated eagle feathers from the Lipan Apache Indian tribe in Texas. The short story is, after arbitration and making nice, the Fish and Wildlife Service returned the eagle feathers to the Lipan Apache people. This year, that very same Fish and Wildlife Service is insisting that the wind farm industry be issued permits to kill 4,200 bald eagles per year for the next 30 years. Now, if I'm not mistaken, an individual can do jail time for killing a bald eagle, and yet my taxes go to subsidize wind farms. In 2011, that same Fish and Wildlife Service convinced the Justice Department to issue criminal indictments against three oil companies for killing six ducks in the frozen tundra of North Dakota. Now, if you think there is nothing incongruent, inconsistent, or even absurd about all of this, then congratulations, you may be a progressive. But these are the things that drive conservatives batty. But wind power is coming to North Carolina, so we probably should ask ourselves, how many bald eagles should we sacrifice to what we call clean wind energy? Will we even ask the question? This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.